Men of God, arise as a PPK, priest, prophet, and king. The priest in you will bring the needs of your family and community to God. The prophet declares the word of God over his family. The king in you governs over all that God has entrusted you with. Join me, Apostle Gerald Benton, as I encourage, lead, and teach men to walk in their God-given kingdom role as a priest, prophet, and king.
Good morning. Hey, good morning. Good morning. All right. So, today, as you can see the title, God Never Fails. I've had like one awesome weekend. And when I tell you, God, he never fails. He never fails in the things that he promised. Even when it doesn't even look like it's possible for what God is asking or saying that he's going to do, this seems like it's just not possible. But God never fails. I just started thinking on what God has been doing. And he says, I never fail, Gerald. I never fail. And I had to really and truly pause and think about, no, you've never failed. You're like he wins at all things. He never fails. And so he took me to Joshua 21 and, 44 and to 45. And it says, the Lord gave them rest around about just as the Lord swore to their fathers. How many of you need some rest? You've been asking God for some rest. But he said, the Lord gave them rest round about just as he swore to their fathers. Not one of all their enemies withstood them. The Lord deliver all of their enemies unto their hands. 45 says, there failed no part of any good thing which the Lord had promised to the house of Israel, all came to pass. So what is it that God has said to you that you've been just toiling over, you've been waiting on? And God says, listen, I've never failed yet. I've never failed yet. And so you need to stand on, it's all coming to pass. It's coming to pass. If God said it will come to pass, then it's going to come to pass. If God says he'll heal, he'll heal. If God says he'll give you peace, he'll give you peace. If God said he'll restore, he'll restore. If God said it, God is not a man that he should lie. If God said it, it shall come to pass. It's a requirement. Sometimes it's about our faith. Sometimes it's about, our consistency. Sometimes it's about, just being patient and allowing God to work his ways in you, his ways through you, that when you actually get what you get, that you understand that it's the glory. It's by God's glory. It's by God's promises. And so God says, I want you to talk about it never fails. So I'm going to give you a story. And this thing happened. It's like this thing happened this weekend in the midst of my worst times. God was really talking to me. I mean, I was ignoring him because I didn't really want to have conversations with him. And I really didn't want to talk to him. But in the midst of all of that stuff, he was promising me things. And I know it was promising me these things so I can have some encouragement. I can be encouraged or be strengthened to come out of the stuff that I was in, but I wasn't in the mood for it. You know what I'm saying? I just wanted to wallow in my pity. I just wanted to wallow in this little victim spirit that I was operating in. And so I just wanted to stay in that place. But God was like, listen, look at this. This is who you are. This is what's going to happen. And I'm like, dude, do you see where I am? So God was like, showing me, I mean, when I say he was showing me, like, oh, you're going to be a leader of leaders, you're going to be ministering to men, you're going to be doing all of these things and helping men. And I'm like, dude, I can't even help myself. I'm like, dude, I can't even help myself. And you talking about I'm about to help men? I'm like, wow, okay, God, you really stretching it now. How many of y'all been in that place where you know, God said something that you looking at the situation and you like, bruh, Do you see what I'm saying? Can you understand what I'm saying? But let me tell you something. If God said it, it'll come to pass. If God said it, it'll come to pass. You got to understand. If you know you heard from God. Because the devil is not going to tell you anything good. You know what I'm saying? He's telling you, oh, you're going to help men. If anything, he's going to tell you, he's going to use you to destroy men. That was my case. So I'm sitting there, right? And so now that I'm in a deliberate place, and I'm in a place where I'm in my rightful role, and I understand my rightful role, and I'm walking in my rightful role, so I'm always reminded of where I came from. Like, literally where I came from. And so I'm looking at this situation, and I'm thinking to myself, I remember sitting in this dope house and God telling me I'm gonna be surrounded by men. Now, I was like, man, you know, at that time it was like, whatever, you know, it is what it is. And something happened. And here it is. So my wife, in the same vision that I saw, my wife seen it. Then she said, I see you surrounded by men, and you're in there, and I can't even see you. They all around you, and I can't even see you. That vision came to pass. When God says he's going to do something, he's going to do something. He brought the PPKs to the boot camp. And it was more, it's growing by the, I mean, it's literally growing. And if you don't know what PPK is, it's Priests, Prophets, and Kings. And it's not my brand, it's my lifestyle. It's the thing that I live by. It helps me and it reminds me of who I am spiritually. It helps me and reminds me of my role and my duty to the kingdom and to my family. And so I wear it, and I wear it with a sense of God really, really, really being not in me, but he's also being on me. And I do not want to misrepresent him at any time and at any cost. So I wear it all the time. This is what I do. So when I'm sitting there and the picture was taken, man, I was already a wreck. I was wrecked. God, I'd be praying God come to the boot camps and wreck it. So he just wrecked me. And when I got up, one of the PPKs helped me up, and it was a prophetic act. He literally lifted me up off the ground. He gave me a hand up, and not only did he hand me up, but he held me up until his brothers got there. And then when his brothers got there, they surrounded me and they circled me. And then the vision of what me and my wife had seen, not only did me and my wife see it, but he showed it to one of our spiritual daughters that seen it too. And she had, me and her talked about it a week before. And I was like, I ain't like saying, well, I haven't seen that before, but okay. And then it happened. Like, it happened. So God is not in the business of failing. That ain't who he is. That's not what he does. He doesn't fail. He has never failed. Never. And in 45, it says, all shall come to pass. Everything that he promised you will come to pass. Will come to pass. Don't get faint and well doing. Don't get tired. Don't get weary. Don't get impatient in with God. God, your ways aren't God's ways. Come on, you can't even think about how God wants to do things. But what he does want to know is he going to get the glory out of all of it? Man, let me tell you something. I wake up to give him glory now. Man, this is not even a game to me. This is not a game to me. This is like real. Like real to me. And I want you to know that God is not in the business of failing. And I know sometimes you sitting back and you thinking that God ain't done this and God won't do, and he hasn't done this for me and this for me. You know what? It might just because you keep saying that. It might be because you keep saying that. Because when I was in my place of just saying, man, leave me alone, quit talking to me. That seems like the same kind of talk right there. That's the same. It's almost the same conversation that you have in saying, oh, God, you haven't done this. Well, how long I'm going to have to do this? How long I'm going to have to put up with this? Do you see all of this? Man, listen. If God tell you, he said he's going to restore, God says he's going to deliver your family. if God said he's going to deliver your family, then he's going to deliver your family. But guess what? It might just be taking you to be the vessel that he uses to help deliver your family. But if your words don't match up with what God has been telling you, then you are negating the promises that God is trying to get to you. Catch that. My words have stopping me from getting the promises that God was trying to get to me. I really believe that if I would have been more disciplined and had more self-control, I would have come out of my situation a long time ago, because God has already told me that he was going to deliver me. He had already told me that he would never leave me nor forsake me. He had already told me that he would bring me into a new place. He told me that. But I was choosing to speak something differently, because I was speaking it differently. So I started acting differently. And so I wasn't receiving what God was trying. Man, y'all better catch this guy. I wasn't receiving what God was trying to give me. I'm just saying. Listen. God is not in the business of failing. I just want you to understand that. I want you to understand that God is not in the business of failing. We have to really and truly look at ourselves to see if we causing what God has promised us not to come to pass. Just saying. Is it your words? Is it your attitude? Is it your inconsistency? Man, it was all of that for me. And so now I'm sitting here looking at it, because now I'm consistent. I'm patient. I have a servant's heart. I have a desire to please God. My words are lining up with his promises. I'm declaring those things. When he says he shows me something and he promised me something, I find a scripture that goes to it and I start declaring it, because his word will not return void, empty, or vain, but it shall accomplish. It'll accomplish. Just like he just said, all shall come to pass. What he promises, his word comes to pass. He ain't gonna just tell you something. He's not a man that he gotta lie to you. He don't have to lie to you. He's able to do all things. All things. And so it says, Israel all came to pass. The promises to the house of Israel all came to pass. So what is it? What is it that God has said to you that you've just been waiting on? But here's my question to you. How are you waiting? Are your words lining up with your wait? Or is your words trying to make God hurry up? Like you trying to manipulate God into hurrying up. So you trying to give him a sob story. So you praying these soulish prayers that'll cause you to feel down all the time. Man, God knows your feelings. Man, God is omnipresent. He knows all things. Come on, he knows it all. You ain't fooling God. You can't manipulate God. You can't do any of that. If God promised you something, you got to walk this thing out. But it takes time. Sometimes it's instant. Sometimes it's a process. God will tell you which one you want. So I read Joshua 21:44-45. And I just want you to know, God is not in the business of failing. He's not in the business of failing. He's never failed. Like never. Never. You can count on that. You can't count on anything. You can count on that. Listen, when he said that the sun and the moon and the stars and he created all this stuff, has that failed yet? No. When you wake up every morning and you can breathe the air that you can breathe, has it failed yet? No. Come on. He ain't failed. Not at all. Not at all. Everything that he said was good, still good. Everything that he said was good, still good. It still works. It still functions to this day. So he ain't never failed. Just look around. The air that you breathing. How about this? The day that God has made, which is today, that you woke up and you was able to actually function in this day. you was able to be into this day, a day that the Lord has promised you. He gives you a day. Every time you wake up, God, you promised me another. That's another day you promised me. You allowed me to wake up. So obviously you promised me this day. So I'm in this day. So now I get to what? What are you going to do in this day? Reminisce what happened yesterday? Wallow in what happened yesterday? Let me tell you something. It tells you not to worry about the things of yesterday. Don't even think about the things of yesterday. Why? Because today has its own stuff. Its own stuff. But if you worry about yesterday and you worry about today and the stuff today gets here, now you got a double worry and now you consumed. But God says, the Lord said, I gave them rest around about just as I had swore to their fathers, not one of all of their enemies withstood them. The Lord delivered all of their enemies unto their hands. Worrying, God delivered into your hands. Stress, anxiety, all of this stuff, God has delivered them into your hand. So there's no reason that you shouldn't have rest. No reason. No reason to worry about something that you can't even control. No reason. No reason. God is not in the business of failing. So if he says, I'm giving you rest, then he's giving you rest. That means you don't need to worry about anything. He got you. He got you. You said no worry about that spouse. He got you. He got you. He's so worried about using you. And you so worried about the spouse that you can't even focus on you. God ain't never failed. What did God say to you about you? God used to tell me, Gerald, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. All you got to do is ask. And I wasn't willing to ask. My mindset wasn't in the business asking. What I was asking him to do was to leave me alone. I wasn't asking the right things. So what are you asking? What are you asking? Because if you ask and you seek and you knock, the Bible tells you the answers to that. God is not in the business of failing. He's not. And so I pray that you realize that God is not in the business of failing. That everything he promises coming to pass. Everything he promises coming to pass. I'm a witness to that. I was one of those ones that didn't think that I could ever be saved, delivered, set free. I didn't ever believe that I actually have what I have now. I didn't think that God will restore these things. But God promised me these things. He promised me, he said that I'll restore it all, Gerald. I will restore it all. And I'm like, do you know how much I lost? He said, that don't matter. I'm going to restore it all. And when I say God is restoring it all, he's restoring it all. He's constantly just evolving my marriage. He's constantly, increasing in my relationship with my kids. He's increasing and doing greater things in our ministry and in my life. I'm like, dude, You were serious about that. So every one of these places I get to and I see some of the stuff that I saw when I was in my worst place, and God showed me, when you see it, it's like, oh my God, it like almost takes your breath away, because it's really here. It's like really here. And so I'm getting these monumental moments in my life. And let me tell you something, since I've been declaring Amos 9, this thing been happening faster. It's been happening faster, faster. Things that he showed me in my dark days is now happening faster. The promises are happening faster because I'm submitted. I don't want any of me. I want all of God. I don't trust my flesh. I don't trust my emotions. I don't trust my feelings. I ask God to give me the strength to be disciplined, to control every aspect of who I am. And I allow him to do the rest. So let me tell you, God is not in the business of failing. God is not in the business of failing. I'm only going to say this one more time. And I pray that you get this. I want you to make sure that you declare this, that God is not in the business of failing. What he promised me is coming to pass. And I'm talking about declare it. What God promised me is coming to pass. What God promised me is coming to pass. I don't care what it looks like. I don't care what nobody say. I don't care what nobody think. What God told me is coming to pass. Man, keep whatever word somebody speaking over it, man, they're speaking negative. I renounce that, man. I don't receive that. Go on by. Keep that. You keep that. You keep your opinion. You keep your thoughts. You keep your words. You know what I'm saying? Now you know who's speaking against you. If what someone is telling you ain't lining up with the promises, man, cut that off. Let that go. Stop that. Renounce that. Cut it off. No, not today. Not today. I'm believing in the promises of God. I'm believing what God said he would do, he would do. If God says he's going to restore me, he's going to restore me. If God says he's going to deliver me, he's going to deliver me. If God says he's going to restore my marriage, then he's going to restore my marriage. If he says he's going to bring back my spouse and have my spouse in the rightful place, then I believe that he's going to do that. Without a doubt. Without a doubt. So, I'm cutting off all the naysayers. I'm cutting off everything that is negative. I'm cutting off everything that's contrary to what God has told me. I'm cutting off everything that does not line up with what God has said to me. I ain't dealing with it. No. I got enough. I gotta work on myself to be patient in walking this thing out. Huh? Huh? Listen. Let this patience, you know, let it have its perfect work in you. Let it work in you, because we have to be patient. I'm sorry, but patience brings some stuff. But what it does, it builds some stuff too. It builds your character. Yeah, it builds your character up. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Some people don't. They think patience is a cuss word. It ain't a cuss word. It ain't a cuss word. Patience is time. You don't know what God's timing is for you to be into this. You submit and you surrender and you be obedient and you start being consistent in what he's saying. Your patience is going to have some perfect work being done into you. Come on, y'all. Come on. Come on. Just cut them off. If it ain't lining up, man, y'all listen. Ungodly counsel, cut it off. Ungodly counsel, cut it off. Some of y'all friends ain't telling you what you need. Is not telling you what God is saying. Some of your friends is talking to your emotions and your feelings. And that'll make you not see that all things will come to pass. It'll make you not have no rest. It'll make you not believe that God is a God that never fails. Because the more you hear stuff and the more it lines up with your flesh. You know your flesh is an enemy of God. Your flesh doesn't like God. Your flesh doesn't want to obey God. Do you know that? I'm like for real. Do you know that? Well, I act like I ain't know it. I'm talking about me. I was acting like I didn't know it. But I need you to know it. I need you to know this. I need you to understand this. Man, listen. Somebody need to share this. Somebody need to get this to your friend. Because some of your friends need to know, listen, I can't be talking negative. If I want all of what God is doing, if I want all of what God has for me, then I got to speak differently. I got to see differently. I got to hear differently. Sometimes you got to ask God, man, deliver my five senses. Deliver my ears from all of the negative words. Deliver my eyes from seeing in a fleshly way. Deliver my mouth, my words, from speaking negative. Deliver my heart, you know. Deliver my feelings. Deliver me. I'm like David, man. God, deliver my soul. Deliver my soul from the wickedness, from all of the stuff that has just came into my life through generational curses and generational insanity. You know what I'm saying? Just break it. Break it. Break me from going to ungodly counsel to want to make my flesh feel good. Huh? I stop being disciplined. Why should I have to? Have you ever said, why should I have to do this? Okay, then why should God give you? Why should God say everything come to pass? Why should God give you rest? He gives you that because he promised you that. He promised you he loves you just that much. Do we love God that much that we are willing to wait? Are we willing to be consistent? Are we willing to be disciplined to do what he says? Man, because some of that patience is some of that stuff right there that needs to be worked out. I'm just talking about me, y'all. I know some of y'all is like, man, we don't, listen, I'm talking about me. Now, if this hits you and it fits you, then it fits you. But I'm really talking about myself. Because this was the process that I have to go through almost on a daily basis. Because I always want to be in right alignment with God. I know what it is to be out of alignment. I know what it is to be on the other side of this. I know what it is. And I know how it is to be the one that's causing the issue. Man, I know, but let me tell you something. If God promised you, why you sitting there looking at your spouse and your spouse looking like, like, yeah, you know what I'm talking about, looking like that or doing something he ain't got, or she ain't got nothing absolutely shouldn't be doing, but they doing. Being in a place they don't even need to be in. But God says, I'm going to restore that. And in your mind, you sitting back there talking about, you see what I see? God said, I see past what you see. I'm going to need you to ask God to let me see what you see, God. Remove the scales off of my eyes that I can see clearly what you saying, what you see, so I can see it. So when I see what you see, I'm praying with that. I'm aligning my life up with that. I'm aligning my words up with that. I'm aligning my heart up with that. And that's what I'm walking out. I ain't walking out what I see, because that's a fleshly thing. And before you know it, you'll find yourself in a carnal mindset and you walking in a fleshly way. God's trying to get you some good things. God is trying to get you some good things. It's coming for you. Okay? It's coming for you. This patience is real. It takes a little bit. It's okay. It's okay. It's patience is gain. You're gaining some discipline in it. You're gaining some consistency. This is what I had to do. I had to gain some discipline. I had to gain some consistency, because all of those things I wasn't consistent in. And so if you don't have any discipline, you'll fall, you'll just revert back to your old way. If you ain't got no consistency, then you'll stop in the midst of anything. Soon anything comes up, looks bad, you just stop. I don't feel like doing that no more. I shouldn't have to do that no more. You start using excuses. You'll be an excuse maker. And God is like, dude, get the excuses out of the way. Remove all of the excuses and just actually do it. You know what I mean? And be consistent in doing it. And as you're doing it, you're going to find yourself getting stronger in areas that you were really, really weak in and you thought you were strong in. Man, y'all, it's a whole nother message. So, I pray that this encourages you. I'm Gerald, one half of Gerald and Yvette. I pray that this message bless you, encourages you, and pushes you. And I'm talking about stretch you. I want God to stretch you, because I really want him to bless you. So in your stretch, there's a blessing. In your stretch, there's a blessing. So I pray that you come out your comfort zone. I pray that God gives you the ability to disconnect with ungodly things, ungodly counsel. Disconnect with it. You able to see it. Sometimes it don't hurt, man, when you got to separate from people that you like, people that you might love, and that doesn't see what God sees. Sometimes it's gonna hurt. It's gonna hurt. But let me tell you something. If you want things to come to pass, You got to actually do some things to help it come to pass. So what is God telling you that you got to do that you haven't done yet? You're too scared to do it. But God says, son and daughter, I've never failed. I've never failed. And he will not fail you now. So if he told you something, expect him to do it, okay? Expect him to do it. Because I do. And I expect him to do it for you. All right? So I want you to declare today. Today, God never fails. God never fails me. Put that up. God never fails me. God never fails me. He's never failed me yet. Now, have we failed God? Probably. But God is so forgiving that he doesn't even remember it. How about that? He's so good, he don't even remember it. He doesn't even remember it. He's just like, whatever. He loves you just that much. God never fails me. That's it right there. That's it. That's what I want to hear. That's what we're talking about. Make it personal. Make it personal. That's all I want. Just make it personal. That's what I'm talking about. That's it right there. Yes. Yes. Make it personal. Make it personal. All right. Woo. I pray that this is a good message, man. I got some deliverance off of that. I'm gone, man. Let me go. Come on. I'm remembering some other stuff God told me. I'm finna go and declare that stuff. Listen, when you got them promises, you start writing some declarations on it, man. And you start declaring that stuff. Just like you write, right? God never failed me. No. God ain't never failed me. He ain't never failed me. He ain't in the business of failing. So I'm glad he ain't failing us. So, all right. Y'all bless. Make sure you share this with some friends, man, because somebody need to hear this message today. Somebody's just in a wallowing place, and somebody's in a low place right now, and they need to know, okay? So I'm gonna need y'all to put this out there, all right? All right, man. Y'all be blessed, and y'all have a wonderful day. Y'all go to our website, GeraldineYvette.com, and there's resources on there, man, that'll help you. We got books. We got webinars, a new book, Praying for the Kings. Let me tell you something, Praying for the Kings, man, that thing blessed me. Every time I hear my wife get up on Tuesday mornings at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time and she prays for me, that thing hit my soul. That thing hits my soul. It ain't just prayers to be praying. That thing hits my soul, and I love it. I love it. She ain't just praying for me. She's praying for all kings. And so I would like for y'all to wake up and get on that line and y'all join in with her and get these prayers. And if you listen, go get the prayer book. You know, it's on our website, GeraldineYvette.com. And listen, I'm telling you, you'll be blessed. You'll be blessed. If you don't know how to pray warfare prayers, get the resources. You know what I'm saying? Get the webinars. Get the prayers. You can get the prayers and just listen to the prayers and let the prayers get into your spirit, and then it start enhancing your spirit, and all of a sudden your vocabulary start changing, and all of a sudden you start praying differently for your spouse. You're not praying from a hurt place and a traumatic place and a trauma place, but you're praying from a place of wholeness. You're praying from a place of healing. You're praying from a place that God is ready to move and operate out of that place. Come on, y'all better catch this thing. I'm trying to get off, and all I keep doing is bubbling up. So I want y'all to be ready. All right, y'all be blessed, and y'all have a wonderful, wonderful day. And remember, God is not in the business of failing. Be blessed.
Well, thank you for joining me today on the Priest, Prophet, and King podcast. I hope this message has inspired you to understand and walk in your biblical role of a PPK in your family and community. Men, if you need strategies to help you navigate through hard places in your life,
join me Monday and Wednesday at 8 a.m. for PPK Podcast, The Making of a Kingdom Man,
where men from all over the world come to talk strategies with the Word of God being our foundation. You can go to our website, ppkglobal.org, for more information. If you need accountability, training, and mentoring, check out our King's Army, training men to walk in their divine positions as heads of the family, God's way. Listen, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast of your favorite platform so you never miss an episode. I would love to hear from you, so please leave me a review and send me your thoughts and questions. You can also follow me on Facebook, PPK, Priest, Prophet, and King, IG, PPK Global, Spotify, Apple Music for more updates and information. I will be back next week with more insight into the recipe of a kingdom man. Until then, remember, day by day, situation by situation, we have to get better. I pray you continue to be blessed in your journey as a priest, prophet, and king. See you next week.